Like now?
Like now.
Oh, well, everyone, welcome to the pregame show. Starting a little bit late tonight, but I blame Kamala Harris. Why wouldn't you?
Pamelak! It's Pamelak's fault.
Oh. Exit full screen. Swap from that to that. And we're getting ready to get going, and everything shows we're live, and looks like we are alive.
I feel alive.
There we go. And for once, I'm not going to hit the fast forward button on YouTube and start listening to it. Would be Al Stewart time passages.
How do you fast forward on a live show? I mean, do you have a time machine?
Yes. Okay. I mean, just a small one.
So, like, your big toe can go forward in time?
Oh, no. My entire body.
Well, how do you get inside it?
It's the exact shape of my body, and it goes.
Oh, okay.
One minute per minute into the future.
Okay. It's, and you, like, can lay down in the bed, close your eyes at night, and wake up 8 hours in the future. Ta-da!
That's exactly right. It's
okay.
There's no going back, though. Well, hey, Catherine says, let's do the timer. Yes, indeed. And
just for Catherine.
Well, here's hoping Jim shows up tonight. He was mad at me about my blog. He was quoting Lysander Spooner at me.
Okay, why is this?
Well, because, you know, Lysander Spooner. How's Mark?
Good, how are you?
Made it all the way to Wednesday on a short week.
Your time machine really worked well.
It did. Oh, Jim says he can do the chicken dance. That's one you ought to have.
All right. So, you know, why is it when you have a three-day weekend and you have Monday off, the following 4 days seems like an eternity, right? I feel like today I am about day 17 into the rest of our four-day week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you get to, you get to... make up for your time off.
What?
All right, so you had time off, right? And right. So you have to make up of it. You must be punished.
Yeah, that's it.
The work still has to get done. It's just
I know. I only have 4 days to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's 8 o'clock, which means you have no time.
Oh my God! We've got movie sign.
We got movie sign.
Maybe.
All systems go.
Bombs and bants.
Defiance.
Bombs and bants.
This rebel has cause.
Bombs and bants.
We begin as wanderers, and we are wanderers still.
Welcome, everyone, to the 141st live edition of Bombs and Bants and Wednesday Rants. As always, I'm your dedicated and humble host, John Wilder, coming to you from the penthouse control room of the majestic Wilder Industries skyscraper. With me, as always, is Mark.
Hey, everyone. How are you doing?
And the missus.
Wow, our intro music and video kind of sounded like shit tonight.
I blame you.
I'm sure it is my fault.
Are you running it through the soundboard?
I am not. I haven't even brought that downstairs.
So the saga of the soundboard is she has it working. So she's now happy. Yes. So, Mark, how was your long holiday weekend?
Well, I had to go in and work for a while on Sunday, so it sort of turned into a wash.
Yeah, that is certainly not much of a weekend.
No, well, like you said, but the work's got to get done. So,
Catherine notes that you are here live with us rather than your automaton. Oh, and Jim,
how do you know? Maybe this is a very good AI.
Yeah, Jim notes that we're coming up on 144, a dozen.
That's right.
That's pretty square. We're squares, so that fits. All right. Well, let's carry on. Like and subscribe.
See, I keep on thinking of songs, you know, like you're talking about being square, and I'm like, oh, yeah, hip to be square. And he said, carry on. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, carry on, my wayward son.
Oh, well, I'm bad. All right. The missus, how was your weekend?
You know, a glimpse of how the other side half lives. You know, those people who have time off. I miss
We miss, yes, ditto. Time off. Of course, you're horrible with time off. You go to seed awfully quick and start getting random in a hurry. So it's good for some people.
Yeah, but you know, right now I kind of feel like I might die. So,
okay. Well, we'll get you to bed early tonight.
No, that's not possible because now okay. I'm already up late.
So we
We've
do have
already Jackass. Gone past that event horizon.
We do have Jackass of the Week this week, right?
We do have Jackass of the Week, yes.
All right. Well, but before we start, I have a big announcement. Biden has selected his VP. He says it's someone named Harris O'Kamala, a fine Irish lad. So, there you know.
Are you going to make this joke every week until the election?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just checking.
And you're counting down. Okay. 11 more.
How many more times? I feel like Robert Plant.
You're saying the Secret Service let him out? Because from what he was telling reporters the other day, he's basically being held hostage by the Secret Service.
I would imagine that's the case.
Oh. Jim Wessel says, I'm getting into Mark's head with a dead skunk in the middle of the road. All right, moving along, as usual, shall we start along that street that we call conversation?
Why not?
And now it's time for us to take down the smooth sidewalks of Conversation Street.
All right, starting off, Kamala appeared with her emotional support governor on a CNN interview, I'll loosely call it that, that lasts a whopping...
Do we need a picture of Kamala and her support governor?
Sure.
Oh, wait, I gotta...
And so, I'll keep talking.
Oops.
I was talking. I'm speaking.
Yeah, I know.
The last 18 minutes, and CNN isn't releasing the raw interview, just the edited bit. Kamala's numbers have dropped, and she's behind Trump in the betting pool and in most of the swing states by double digits. In fact, she's only ahead. The only tight races are in Michigan and Wisconsin. So she is right now losing. First debate is next week. It might be the last debate. And Kamala objects to having the mic shut down so she can't interrupt Trump with an excuse me, I'm speaking. Yes, that's a good emotional support, Walls. Support for VP candidate Walls is strong with everyone who doesn't know him. His brother and his brother's family and fellow servicemen from his unit hate him. His brother, his own brother, hasn't talked to him in 8 years because of his wacky leftist ideology. So, you know, he's got that going for him. Jim Wetzel goes, I'm typing! I love it. Let's see. So the question here is, do you think Kamala wants to shrink Walls down to pocket size so he can be there at the debate?
I'm sure she would love to have someone there at the debate to help her. She, you know, one of the other things she objected to was they weren't allowing notes.
Oh, really?
I guess she'll have to rely on her weird cackle to get her through.
The missus, your thoughts on the Kamala side of all of this?
You know, I don't even want to think about Kamala playing pocket pool with Tim Walz.
She'll probably use some sort of device like was used by that chess champion. For people to secretly communicate to her.
You mean she has a buzzer in her butt?
She might.
So that what might be fun is if she started to, if she kind of mistook the code and started clopping her hoof on the stage in rhythm.
Clopping clop, her clop, hoof clop. On the stage.
Oh, wait, no, that's answer four. No, okay. All right, so how do we think?
Well, she cackles when she gets nervous, so I think we're going to see a lot of cackling.
So this is a little bit of what we get from Pamelak on stage when she answers incorrectly.
I got to note that Quizzer said that the real problem for her is that she's going to have to memorize the questions in advance. Yes, indeed. He's the coach. He has to diagram the plays for the X's and O's. The X's and O's for hose. Oh, did I say that? So back down to Trump Watch. Trump was invited to Arlington National Cemetery by families of dead servicemen who died under Joe and Pamelak's watch. And people took pictures there. And then Trump is the bad guy somehow. Kamala was invited, but she didn't show up. Trump, today it was announced he's going to lose his liquor license in New Jersey due to his felony conviction in New York. And Trump lost today his bid to have a federal court take up his case instead of New York. So it's looking like September 18th is the big sentencing day. And Mark, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, these people the left desperately wants a civil war. I don't know why, but they do. For some reason, I guess they think that they will then be able to resort to F-15s and nuclear weapons like Biden has been screeching about for years. So maybe they're trying to trigger it.
The missus?
I'm sorry, what was that? I was doing some technical stuff. I'm not. I'm trying to fix some of the audio problems we're having here. So.
You tell Mark he's so boring you can't be bothered to listen when he's talking.
You can see what I'm doing. If you're looking at the screen, you can see what I'm doing.
Yeah. You'd probably leave me, abandon me on a mountaintop somewhere, too, right before a major storm.
Yeah. How did you make it back down, Mark?
Well, on a team-building exercise, no doubt, no less. That actually happened in Colorado last week. They apparently they left Milton on top of the hill, and but fortunately he had a trail of red staplers. Actually, the funny thing is they left some clothes on a waypoint to mark it to tell you need to turn left there, and they took the clothes on the way down, so the guy was well and truly lost. So that's how you know you're the popular guy in the office. All right, well. Mark, are you ready for 2 minutes of gun in 1 minute?
Oh, crap, no.
Well, then it doesn't matter because you're going.
You're up, Mark. Bring it.
In three,
is it starting?
Two, one, go.
All right, 2 minutes of guns. Geez, I don't even know what to do on this. You know...
Talk about your favorite Ruger.
My favorite what?
Ruger.
My favorite Ruger. I don't know if I have
15 seconds.
No, actually, I do. I have a Security 6, which is one of their, I think it was their first model of the double action revolvers. It was a 357. And it's a really nice revolver. It's a lot slimmer looking and stuff than their newer revolvers. Which I don't like because they're just so big and bulky looking.
45 seconds.
This one actually is something you could probably carry on your hip and use, but that's a good revolver. Anyway.
And it must be ubiquitous because I have one too.
One.
Cool.
Stop.
Indeed. Is that the only revolver you've ever shot, honey?
Which one?
357.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Jim Wetzel goes P90 and 45 ACP. I like your thoughts, Jim. You know, it's like we all own the same guns. Funny that. But the missus has done her homework, and she tells me she's ready for Jackass of the Week.
See, I would have been if I wasn't still trying to solve this other little issue I have. Oh, God, hang on. Now I got to find it. I don't think that's all set. It's not. There we go. Okay, now we can do it.
This is Neil Young. And I'm proud to present my Braying Jackass of the Week.
Well, in grand jackass fashion. Now, this one's kind of cheating, I think, a little bit, because I'm not 100% sure when this is from. It might be from 2019. But it is Camel Toe. And here she is, and she's actually talking to Jake Tapper. And the background I saw in this particular clip was that it was after one of the Democrat debates in 2019. So here we go.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And I mean, that has to stop.
Yes, you have to have regulations so people can
That's
talk.
That's right. You just can't have people talking willy-nilly.
That's a
good crazy.
Pretty tough to beat.
That's
crazy. Well, you know, that is, you know, the greatest fear of liberals everywhere is that somewhere someone is doing something without permission of the government.
And that's their definition of freedom. You're free to do exactly what we tell you.
And I'm gonna jump in here with a bit of philosophical take on this.
Okay.
One of the reasons that they have to do that and have to control the narrative and have to regulate it is because their narrative is so fragile that the truth just flops it over with a slight breeze. And so, you know, that's why when you look at a leftist meme, it's, you know, word salad with 5,000 words, and you look at one from somebody on the right, and it's about three, four, six words. It's just wonderful that to have truth on your side. And that's what scares them, is they don't have truth on their side. And that's why they always lose. Sorry.
Right. Well, that's why they're not making any argument on policy, because they know they'll lose. And Jim, by the way, says in chat, that's not 2019. It's like yesterday. It's been making the rounds. But from what I can see, it's not current. And the best that I have come up with is that this did happen in 2019, like I said, after one of the debates. But I have not confirmed that. Jim, you might be right.
Okay.
But that's what I know about that particular clip.
Well, that's going to be hard to beat. Who do you have in order to try and beat that?
Trying to knock her off is Pamelak. From her recent CNN interview.
Dana, I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed. You mentioned the Green New Deal. I have always believed, and I have worked on it, that the climate crisis is real, that it is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time.
Values have not changed, even though many major policies I have done a complete 180 on. My values are still exactly the same.
And now, she's always a Marxist. Always a Marxist.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're absolutely right. Her only value is, I'll say and do anything to get elected. And clearly, given her history, that's the truth. She is a woman who will do anything to get ahead. You know, and what I can't understand is the strong, I don't need no man women out there who are all Democrats, who are lining up to vote for her, knowing how she got where she is. And I can't understand being a woman and thinking, okay, this woman who we are in the same position now, we're both vying for this promotion at work. She gets the promotion, and the reason why she gets the promotion is that she was willing to do what Kamala was willing to do, what Pamelak was willing to do. And I don't know if that's one of the naughty words that I can't say on YouTube, which is why I'm not saying it. but we all know what I'm talking about.
Is this about election integrity?
No. This is about her and her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, you could probably talk about that all you wanted.
Who can
there's say? Also there's also a rumor that and it's not a rumor, this is an allegation that she hit a 13-year-old in like 2011. And that is just coming out now because
like punched or with a car?
With a car.
Oh, okay.
And then a hit and run.
Because I'm going to say, I know some 13-year-olds that, they could probably use a good sock.
Absolutely deserve it, yeah.
Well, I mean, again, being a typical liberal, you know, she has this attitude of, you know, rules are only for the little people. And by rules, I mean laws and norms, societal norms and everything like that.
Well, okay. We have wandered.
Choices. That's our choices.
Yep. Jim's vote and others. Yes. We have the I can't say it. Then I won't say it. Okay. I will. One hoe or another. Somebody's got to. Mala won. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's split right now. Mala won and Camel Toe 2. And looking for a tiebreaker. Mark, what are your thoughts?
You know, it's hard. Obviously, the First Amendment's extremely important, but I feel this green movement is such an evil because it's such a lie designed to enslave humanity and destroy the West that I'm leaning towards number two.
So that's
and Quizzer has notched a vote for number two.
Yep. So that's three for number two. And I'm with Catherine on number one. So number two carries. So
yeah.
We ding ding
democracy
ding.
Democracy has winner. Spoken. We have defended our democracy. Wait, who won that? Oh, Pamela won. Way to go, Pamela! Yay!
And this has been New Brain Jackass of the Week.
Hey, all right. Hey, guess what? Guess what? Those three votes that she just got for Jackass tonight. Only votes she's gotten in 2024.
Yeah, democracy. Once again. Hey, as your coach says, democracy. All right. Well, that's very cool. So we have that complete. And did you have any little memes you wanted to share? I forgot to ask.
I don't. I was looking, but I got sidetracked by some other stuff, and so I never got there. Sorry.
Squirrel.
Story of my life today.
And Jim goes, "Where's the election integrity here?" Kim, you won. But actually, I believe that you are now allowed to question the results of the election.
Well, I think what Jim is pointing out is, where's the election integrity? People actually got to see the votes as they were being counted.
Yes. Putin. Yes, Putin paid. Putin paid us $9 million. Actually, it was rubles, so I think that's like $6. Okay. It's time for...
Think real fast.
Okay. Dateline Phoenix, where a food truck that keeps meat in uninsulated plastic Walmart totes in Phoenix outside has allegedly led to dozens of cases of foodborne illness. Mark, is this how it feels to live in India?
Oh, it probably doesn't smell that bad, but yeah, probably about any third world country, really.
The missus, do you think delicious food poisoning?
The missus, do you think that the food truck chefs keep the meat warm by holding it under their armpits?
I don't know. Can I get a side of potato salad with that?
They use buffalo chips that they put directly on top of the food.
They gotta rummage in the shorts to get you some potato salad. Both. Do you think we need to mask up for the diarrhea epidemic?
Yeah, the mask. The mask doesn't go on your face, though.
That's oh boy. All right. So that's story number one. Story number two. Dear leader. Kim
Oh wait, wait! I had something for that. Hold on. How did I miss that?
Fecal matter.
There we go.
Yeah. There you go. Dear leader, Kim Jong-un has reportedly executed nearly 30 officials after a flood caused damage and killed some number of citizens. I mean, since it's a communist country, some people say 44,000. Some people say,
China.
Anyway, yeah, it's near China. It must be noted that people who have been reported to have been executed in best Korea have often turned up just alive and happy as can be. Mark, if those officials were executed for corruption that led to the flooding, why does Kim love his people so much?
I don't know. Maybe he just likes tying things to the front of artillery and then shooting the artillery off.
Well, that goes to the missus question. The missus? Mm-hmm. Kim reportedly executed his own sister by unleashing rabid dogs with their mouths full of wasps. So when they barked at her, they shot wasps at her too.
Wouldn't I thought she was the one who was running the government for a while.
I'm making all of this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And besides, you know, dogs with mouthfuls of wasps.
Yes, dogs with mouthfuls of wasps.
But wouldn't sharks with laser beams been more cost effective?
I don't know. They might cost more. Sharks are expensive. All right. Dogs work for
Well, you know, the problem dogs is work to eat feces. If you replace their eyes with lasers, then they can't see. And what happens when a dog can't see it? Fecal just, like, matter. Wanders around and it's pointing its head at everything. It's extremely dangerous with if you replace their eyes with lasers.
I think Tim Walz would have something to say about that. Don't our school children deserve not to be murdered by dogs with laser eyes? What kind of country are we living in?
One where there aren't enough stallions for Tim. All right. Henry Ford started Ford Motors. The Dodge brothers started Dodge. And Volkswagen? Well, we don't talk about that. Anyway, Volkswagen is considering closing down factories in Germany and potentially moving them to India. Mark, what would Volkswagen's founder say?
Oh, he'd probably be fine with that since the Indians are also Aryan.
Oh, the missus. What do you think Kim Jong-un's car company would be like?
Very small and okay. Full of bees.
I like it.
Be like Hobbit Motors.
Oh, all right. Eight deputy prime minister or ministers for Ukraine have quit in recent days. Mark, why do the Ukrainians need so many ministers? Are their churches that full?
Well, the question is, did they quit or did they, you know, quit, like lying in a hole somewhere now?
Yep. Codex said Smeagol Motors. the missus, is this what winning looks like?
So explain this story to me again.
You weren't listening. You never listen. Eight deputy prime ministers or ministers for Ukraine have quit in recent days. Is that what winning looks like?
Oh, okay. All right. I thought we were talking about a church because I heard the word minister. And I was just like, well, they're taking lessons from the Democrats. You have to have five priests to follow you around, keep you out of trouble, make sure you're not sinning.
It's always a good sign when the rats start to flee a sinking ship.
Well, you know, eventually they're going to start coming. People are going to start coming to their houses and wanting to do great bodily harm to them because they're in the Ukrainian government. And whether those people are Russians or Ukrainians, well, that remains to be seen. I don't really know. I think we're getting a lot of smoke in our hinders from that part of the world. So who can say?
All right. The new video game Concord has been canceled by Sony. Industry insiders think this game costs somewhere between $100 and $200 million to create. and featured the first fully playable trans character. It had a maximum, though, of 697 concurrent players during its 2-week run. Yes, that's right. It went somewhere between $100 to $200 million to create 697 concurrent players during its 2-week run.
So my Mark? Question, well, let me just ask this question first, right? Because I like to play video games, and I like to play, you know, games where you can make your own character. If it's a trans character, and it looks like, I'm assuming that it's a boy who's wants to be a girl, but it looks like a girl, that just makes it a girl character, because video game characters don't actually have sex. Well, I mean, some of them do, but they
rated M.
Yeah, yeah, but I know. I don't mean the active. I don't mean in the verb type.
Okay, the noun. All right, we'll allow your digression after Mark's question and your question. Mark, if they tell you the game isn't for you and you don't buy it, and if it shuts down because it's a complete failure, why did they blame you for that?
You know, I've asked myself, because it happens over and over and over, where you have, oh, this movie wasn't made for you, as they talk to the audience for what you assume it would have been made for. So then nobody shows up, and then they're, oh, no, you're all evil and racist. So, yeah, that's a good question, and I wish I had an answer, but I don't.
I'm just sitting here with some
things popcorn. Are getting weird. They're getting weird fast.
The missus, was it a bad sign when a game featuring simulated sex with Hitler had more concurrent users?
That just makes me laugh. Oh, Elon, take it away.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
What was the game even about? Concord?
It doesn't matter.
The first supersonic transport.
It's about burning money.
It's about a 2-hour plane ride across the Atlantic, you know.
Yeah. and the character designs, not just the trans character, they were all hideous. They were all ugly things. I mean, it was just a video game that was ugly to look at. So anyway. Jim says he has answers, not suitable for flight company, though. Kodak says, I don't have simulated Hitler sex on my apocalypse car either. Well, with AI, pretty soon it'll be like a holograph. So, but it'll have Mario's voice. It's a me, a Hitler. And he's got a new video game, Austrian Kart. All right, I'll stop right there. Oh God, we're getting off the rails. I'm sure this will be an algorithm. They won't let us monetize this video that we're not monetized. All right, former. I think I've just gotten you into the complete giggles, the missus.
Yes.
All right, then ready for the next one. Former aide to accidental New York Governor Hochul, whatever her name is, is just arrested for being a Chinese agent, allegedly. Mark, do you think this aide was besties with Nancy Pelosi's alleged Chinese spy driver?
Probably. They probably graduated from the same spy class.
I thought that was Barbara Boxer who had Feinstein, who had the spy driver.
It doesn't matter.
Well, they're both dead. But notice that when these, and you know, Eric Swalwell with banging the fang fang, and that's not a euphemism, that's her actual name.
Here's your question, the missus.
Yeah.
Do you think this agent had its own personal spy balloon? And why was the spy balloon named Fang Fang?
They didn't need a spy balloon. They were working in the governor's office. And they were using, because they were working in the communications office, they were guiding what the governor of New York State said about current policy. In the, when the first part of...
this is getting dangerously close to news.
The early days of COVID, right? Taiwan sent 1 million masks to New York City. This person made sure that when the governor's office thanked people who sent the masks, they thanked China. Not Taiwan.
There you go.
They would not allow the state of New York to mention Taiwan as its own country in any sort of public communication.
Well, and it didn't help. The governor kept on calling this woman honeypot.
Well, you know, there's that side of it, too, because it was Andrew Cuomo under his administration that most of this stuff happened. And, you know, he's kind of well known as a womanizer. And so she was kind of hot and it worked.
So you're saying that Bang Bang
is
not the only, then that's the only one to get bang banged.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if that was ever true, but he was certainly susceptible to listen to what she said because, you know, the message came in an attractive package. And they got a lot of money out of that, too. They had, I think it was like a $6 million house in New York and then like a $2 million house in Honolulu. And they had a 2024 Ferrari, all paid for by the CCP. Allegedly. Happy YouTube.
All right.
And you should go, right. Yes, I'm happy now. Thank you. And watch what you say.
Okay. And question notes, let's not lose sight with the big issue. Did the big guy get his 10%? All right, moving along. This just in, 75%, staying in New York though, 75% of arrests in New York City Midtown are
illegal
aliens.
Yeah.
Mark, do you feel enriched by the vibrant enrichment?
Well, I don't, because I live in Idaho. But if I lived in Manhattan, I'm sure I would feel enriched.
Oh, the missus does the praise. Couldn't have happened to a better place, come to mind.
Reap what you sow, baby. You wanted to be a sanctuary city when it cost you nothing. But now it's costing you a lot. So suck it, New York.
Yeah, and I read that over 60% of the arrests in Queens were also attributed to illegal aliens.
And my feeling at this point is that ICE, the federal governments, if they are asked for help, just say, "No, I'm sorry, you made this problem. You clean it up."
Well, I think it's evident that we still don't have enough illegals in New York because
or in Martha's Vineyard.
Why are there still Americans there that are committing crimes? We need to put more in there so we can get that number up to 100%.
Then we can just wall it off. Like Escape from New York.
Codex says, that's merch. I mean, who wouldn't want a Suck It New York t-shirt?
I think we need to add that to the store.
I like it. Suck it New York.
Yeah, you know, the problem, though, with it being like, you know, some like Escape from New York is it'd be filled with people that are already very experienced with swimming across rivers.
No. But, see,
but we could add the extra excitement of shooting at them while they did it.
See, my problem with saying, Suck It New York as a t-shirt is we might have a listener in New York and we wouldn't want to lose 5% of our audience.
No, but if they're listening to us, they would generally agree with Suck It New York.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So moving along to...
They're the ones who are trying to jump in the river and swim across to get out right now.
Yep. And speaking of swimming across to get out, in weird news, the alleged media plan for a Travis Kelce Taylor Swift breakup is scheduled for scheduled for September 29th appeared in the news. So apparently it wasn't so much a contract, but it was a media plan on how Travis Kelce was going to handle the planned split with Taylor Swift. And Swift and Kelce, I don't know if they branded it a fraud, but they certainly said they were getting their lawyers involved. Mark, I have to ask you, why does Taylor Swift really belong only with Nicolas Cage?
I'm sorry? Why does Taylor Swift what?
Really belong only. She should only be with Nicolas Cage.
Oh. Because he's such a wonderful actor.
The missus, is it because Taylor Swift shot up that Kansas City Super Bowl victory parade? Do you think Kelsey's mad about
that? How does she keep getting away with it?
You know, I think she got tired of him because she found the virtual Hitler sex program. And
What's that line from Frasier, actually. You know, we all know how hard it is for a white woman to get a fair shake in court in this country. A wealthy right. white woman. Yes. Yes.
Well, I guess it was okay until she got the Mein Kampf chair pack. All right, moving on. An alleged presentation from one of Facebook's alleged marketing partners details how Cox Media Group uses AI to collect real-time voice data from your phone, which I think everyone already assumed. Mark, is this just another example of conspiracy theorists being way ahead of the game?
I think so. I mean, you know, I myself have experienced, you know, talking about something and suddenly having an ad pop up about that or a video suggested on YouTube about it. So I, you know, and I know lots of other people who have had that, you know, as a fairly regular occurrence. So, yeah, I've always assumed that they're listening to you in order to fine tune your ad experience.
The missus, don't you feel bad about all those things you said about Jeff Bezos now?
You know, that might have been one of the greatest moments in my life. And I'll admit that I was a little inebriated when I did this because we were watching TV and it was when Bezos was going through the divorce and it was coming out, you know, all the nasty stuff about that and that he had been sending, for lack of a better word, dick pics to his mistress. And so I just said, Alexa, show me Jeff Bezos's dick pics. And Alexa just popped up and responded, I can't find anything for Jeff Bezos's dick pics.
we're so far from being monetized. Anyway.
Well, that would fit in with this Alexis, you know, not being able to find any reason to vote for Trump.
I heard about that one.
Gosh.
You know, what was this one?
Let me see if I can find it.
So Alexis was giving only positive things about Kamala and only negative things about Trump. And if you tried to find, you know, positive things about Trump, it would say, "Oh, I can't find that information," or something to that effect. And then vice versa, if you were like, "Well, why shouldn't I vote? You know, what are reasons why I should not vote for Kamala?" And it would do the same thing, that, you know, some vague little answer about, "Oh, I can't find
here,
that."
Here, I have
can't tell you that.
Found a video here. Let's see. Tell me if you can hear it. It hasn't not playing yet. My internet's running slowly.
Alexa, why should I vote for Trump?
Can you hear that?
Yes.
I cannot provide responses that endorse any political party or its leader. Alexa, why should I vote for Kamala Harris? While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she is a female of color with a comprehensive plan to address racial injustice and inequality throughout the country.
There you go.
Well,
now Amazon says it has addressed this and fixed the issue. It said it was a mistake and it's been fixed. It's funny how it's funny how those mistakes only ever go one way, isn't it?
Yeah. Indeed. Well, the next question though is the best strategy to just start shouting random word salad every day for a half an hour or so the phone thinks you're crazy?
Nah, then you just get ads for ice cream cones and corn pops.
Add your snizzle. Well, in other words, it would sound just like a Kamala Harris speech. Crazy. All right. The U.S. is theoretically getting ready to give Ukraine 158 air-to-surface missiles. Mark, should the Russians give missiles to the Houthis that could reach the United States?
Well, I'm not going to endorse them doing that, but I mean, you know, I could see them doing that as a tit for tat.
The missus, will it matter if the Ukrainians run out of Ukrainians?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. I was listening to a news story about this and how they were supposed to be making that big incursion into Russia. And yeah, and then, you know, also again, the ministers and the government resigning. And I'm like, you know, I'm not one to say necessarily. It's like the whole thing with the Israel and Gaza. People wanting, Israel was attacked. Why are we screaming for them to stop fighting? They're winning. But with the UK, if I thought they were going to win, I mean, I am on their side, marginally, as much as they're the lesser evil, right? But they're not going to win. They can't win. And their choices are cut your losses and see what you can get out of it, or keep going until there just aren't any more Ukrainians.
See, my thoughts are a little bit more nuanced. None of these things are happening in the United States. Who cares?
So who cares? Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of who cares, Chase Bank has been hit by a scam, and that's air quotes around that, in which their ATMs would immediately accept a deposited check, real or not, and give immediate access of up to $25,000 in cash. So people deposited fake checks, forgetting that Chase knew literally everything about them, including their social security numbers and where they lived, and had pictures of them taking the cash out. Mark, do you think that all of the casinos and liquor stores will be thrilled?
Oh my gosh. What type of world did they live in where they thought they could actually use their real accounts?
I saw a video of one of these geniuses, and he was quite shocked when he checked his balance and it was minus $15,000. And, you know, was wondering, well, what am I supposed to do about that? I don't know, not have stolen $15,000?
Joke's on them, though. They were all counterfeit 20s.
The missus will be amusing the number of people who have felony check fraud charges because they're stupid.
That's generally how it works.
Yeah. Jim Wetzel notes they need a bailout. I'm sure Obama or Biden will take care of them.
Those are reparations. They're reparations.
That's right.
For what? I don't know. Whatever.
Stupidity.
Yeah.
All right. In our final story of the night, the commander of the USS John S. McCain was relieved of duty. You might recognize him from the picture of him firing an automatic weapon with the scope on backwards. Mark, would that have happened to Captain Kirk?
Which version? Original series, the older movies, the newer movies?
Any Kirk. Any real Kirk. Shatner.
I don't think it would have happened to Shatner's Kirk. I think it probably could have happened to the ones from the newer movies.
The
I
Chris
can't remember
Pine.
The actor's
Chris
name.
Chris Pine.
Yeah, Chris Pine. Yeah, Chris yep. Pine's Kirk. I could see him doing that.
Yep. Quick interruption. Catherine notes there's another merch, a mug with massive stupidity on it. And an ATM machine. So, Mark, that was your question. The missus? Why did they replace the captain of the USS John S. McCain with an LGBT plus sailor? So immediately after
to promote unity cohesion.
That's right.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Was that a transvestite that they replaced him with?
Transsexual.
Transvestite. What did I say?
You said transvestite. And it could be the same. All right, let's put it this way. X, the former Twitter, entirely seemed to think that it was a dude. But there were some people, no, it's a lesbian. So it's really a rough-looking lesbian or it's a dude.
I don't know. It looked like a dude dressed up as a woman when I saw the picture.
Yes. Which there's nothing wrong with that.
It's just a video game character, people. It doesn't matter. It's just zeros and ones. It's not a real person.
Hey, Captain. Yeah. All right. Yep. Quizzer says, no monetization on this one.
And is the McCain a destroyer, or is it like a nuclear submarine?
It's a destroyer. It's a destroyer.
Okay. I was going to say, if it's a nuclear submarine and they're underwater for 6 to 8 months at a time,
I was going
to
say,
I'm not going to cast aspersions on any of our fine enlisted men or anything serving in the Navy, but it does call to mind the one quote from Michael Landon when he was on The Tonight Show one time. This is a long time ago. Clearly, it was before he died. But
yes, it was before he died.
But Johnny, and I think it was actually Johnny Carson that asked him Carson. This was yes. you know, said, I have to ask you about this because there have been rumors. Were any of the Cartwright boys gay? And Michael Landon laughs a little bit and he goes, no, but thank God Hop Sing was. Okay, yes, apparently indeed. I am the only one who finds that really, really funny.
Well, I've heard that one before.
Well, yeah, of course, because again, it's been one of my favorite gags for a long time. Yeah.
And Quizzer thinks that we're going to get a band hammer thrown at us on this one. yeah.
No monetization for us on this video. Ha, joke's on you, YouTube. We don't have any money anyway.
And we have an infinite number of email addresses.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, we don't have $100. Dude, we don't have $20.
Okay, well, I had some more funny jokes, but we better stop there because this has been an extra long episode of Bombs and Bants and Wednesday Rants. And
we have to play that out.
Think real fast.
There we go.
And on that note, it's been a lot of fun this week. I hope everybody had fun. It's been a little bit crazy, but that's what you paid for.
Hopefully we aren't in YouTube jail next week.
Yep. I'm John Wilder.
This is Mark.
And then Mark just made the music end. Mark, what did you do?
It's my psychic power.
That should be on a t-shirt too. Mark, it's my psychic power. We'll see you next week, y'all. Y'all come back now, you hear?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever...